This is Bill Elfer with the Hams Market Commentary for Thursday, October 3rd. Hams sold 7,700 hogs Wednesday, selling a range of 203 to 220 per CKG. Today's sales are expected to be around 7,500 head, selling a range of 203 to 217 per CKG. Hams cash hog price today is mixed and forward contract prices opened lower this morning. On Wednesday, the Canadian dollar is up 7 basis points, with the daily exchange rate at 1.3491. The Canadian dollar is currently trading at 74 cents U.S. Lean hog futures opened notably lower this morning, but have regained the losses earlier in the session, and some contracts are now trading higher than yesterday's close. The technicals have absolutely kicked in, however, and while the recent trend higher was supported by a favorable weekly export sales report this morning, further advances appear to be limited. This morning's weekly export sales report showed 25,877 metric tons was delivered in marketing week 39, which was 7% below the previous week and almost 20% lower than the year-to-date weekly pace. But it was still enough to keep the cumulative pace 6.2% higher than last year. Physical deliveries are now 6.5% and 14% higher than 2023 and 2022, respectively, but lower than 2021 and 2020. New net sales came in at an impressive 43,355 metric tons, the fifth highest year to date, with both Mexico and China making relatively large commitments. Mexico's 24,029 metric tons represents the largest order going back to June and only the fourth time above 20,000 metric tons. China's more modest 7,873 metric tons didn't break any records, but it does appear this is their once every 4 week or so large order that will almost certainly be followed up by a few weeks of much less volume. When both Mexico and China make large commitments in the same marketing week, which was the case for this report, it will stand out. In the meantime, there's a lot of influence on the futures today, and with the Middle East conflict and port worker strike in the U.S., the only thing producers should expect is some volatility.